Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket. This is Armando, and I'm with Sherry Potts.
Hey, long time no see.
Yeah, man, long time. So good to see a friendly face. And what a great time for you to come.
Yeah, why?
Man, there's so many cool stuff going on in Conroe, around the area. There's that crawfish critic cook-off.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I just posted an I Love Conroe today about it.
It's going to be a blast. You know, they're doing the comedy show tonight. Yeah. They'll have Wade Fish's Cooking with the Cajun, the crawfish critic, of course. And I don't think he's the comedian. He's the, you know, he's putting on the event. And he'll be on our show later today. Also, Cooking with Cajun, Wade Fish's, and Stale Cracker. They'll all be at the event for the comedy night for the at Lone Star Convention Center for the fairgrounds. For the kickoff party for the crawfish critic cook-off.
Yeah. Have you ever been?
No, this will be my first time.
Do you like crawfish?
I love it. I hurt them. You know, I'll do some damage on the crawfish category. They're going to run out early. I'd you know, be ready for that. I'm going to beat that up. But we do have an opportunity to speak with him today and see about, you know, maybe see how he's prepared. You know, ready for a guy like me who's coming to try all
who's never been.
I'll eat everything. You know, professional eater and crawfish eater and beer drinker, and we'll express some of that over
do
the weekend.
Do you suck the heads? That will tell me if you're a professional.
Here and there,
eater.
Throughout. I'm not a steady. I'm not doing that every crawfish I eat. But he'll be here, give us some techniques, some tips from the pros. Also, we have Miss Debbie Glenn. She's the owner of Red Brick Tavern, also the lead singer and songwriter for a band here in Conroe. She's going to tell you all about that. Probably, maybe we can get her to sing for us. Miss Lisa Wong, her sister, also owners of Lucy Blues, the new establishment here in Conroe, where Tuts used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm ready to hear all of that calendar, what's going on over there, all the new stuff that they're bringing to the table. You know, wanted to make sure we focused on the crawfish critic cook-off. I'm so excited.
But also
this.
The new venue. The
yeah, venue. Yeah. No. All that. All the above. And there is a whole host of things you can punch your Texas ticket at this week and this next week and the coming weeks here in the Conroe area. And wow, we're a buzz. We're all a buzz about it. So let's do this. Let's get this show started.
Yes.
And let's bring in our guests, our first guest, Debbie Glenn and Lisa Wong from Lucy Blues. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Man, I'm the thorn in the roses today. This is fantastic.
Did someone say crawfish?
Yeah, he's coming on next. We've got Christian Waldo coming on shortly here for the second segment of the show today. But, man, Lucy Blues, tell me about it. Well, so y'all are sisters?
We are. We're half sisters. You didn't know I was half Chinese, did you? She was the Wong sister.
The Wong sister.
My mom married her dad, and he raised me, and he's amazing. He was awesome. The Wong stepdad, Bobby Wong.
I've heard it all. I've heard all the jokes.
Yes.
But I welcome it.
Yeah. But we welcome it because we love each other. I was 18 when she was, brought into this world. I was extremely, extremely excited. To have a little sister.
You were 18 already.
I was.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get to wrestle and stuff. That's no. The other question.
I will tell you that's
you
the
ever,
best.
Like,
having a little baby sister in the house at 18 is probably the best.
Like having a
birth
kid.
Control.
Birth control ever.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Like, oh my God, these things are like 24/7. What?
I got it. Girls.
Yeah, and then we grow up and we, we're really close and, what's she heard place? Through the grapevine. She's like, hey, I overheard you talking to Charles, and he wants you to take over, you know, the old Tuts. Let's do it together.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think it'd be fun. Sherry had the experience owning Red Brick Tavern, and I thought, what an opportunity. Debbie actually came up with the name. Lucy's inspired from B.B. King's guitar, Lucille.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And Albert King has a flying V called Lucy, and one of the most... famous guitars of all time is the guitar that Eric Clapton gave to George Harrison called Lucy. So Lucy Blues.
Lucy and the Sky with Diamonds.
Well, it was an homage to Charles. Charles Tolles, he's about 81, 82 years old now. And he was one of the founders of the Catfish Festival. Oh, yeah. Really good friend of my friend, J. Ross Martin, which is how I met Charles. And he had tats from like 1982 on. And I really wanted to pay homage to him because, you know, he brought live music to Conroe, Texas.
Sure.
He did. Back in the day, it was the crowning place, and it and I think still is, and still can be, and I think we're making sure that legacy stays alive.
It's still seen as one of the live music capitals, but like number 7 on the list for Texas.
Yeah. That's right, and I just saw the Heels play last week before.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah, they were incredible.
They were. And then the next day they went and opened the Astros game with the Star Spangled Banner.
Nice.
That's right.
And then they're playing the Country Music Fest in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll probably never get to see them at Lucy Blues again.
Only further in bringing that integrity to the table of this being the stop, but you know, in touching base with some of those places you can punch your Texas ticket at, like Luckenbach and Green Hall, and that are just staples for a lot of music bands. I remember growing up here in the 80s and early 90s, whatever. We get Fab Five, Big Otis, Molly, Ezra Charles in the Works, and a lot of these iconic bands that played there. That
Hamilton Loomis, he's coming back on June 22nd. Yeah,
and that was the place you had to go. It was either that or Winchy Brothers back in the day. And I remember you had to make a choice, right? You're either going all the way over there and risking it all, you know, to go see Big Otis over by the tracks, you know. At Westfield's Winchy Brothers by the tracks. What was it? Yeah. Yep. Westfield's by the tracks. Yeah, it was the go-to place, you know, and you're making that decision at 11:30 at night. You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Call it. Mm-hmm. You know, Big Otis is over there. Okay, we're going to go see Big Otis, you know. We're on. Everybody checks out to Big Otis. You know, and this was the way, right? And those are the only two choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here we are revitalizing the place, and I heard it looks fantastic in there. It's just beautiful. And I know it needed a lady's touch, so it's really nice to make it.
So y'all are officially open?
We are, yes. Yeah. 11 to 11 daily.
Nice. Yep.
7 days a week, 11 to 11. And just coincidentally, we are located at 711 Madeley Street in downtown Conroe, Texas. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to get a big sign over the top of the trees. So
I know.
It's some arrow, you know. I mean, everybody asks me where it is. I'm like, it's right there. What do you mean, where is it?
If you know, you know.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not from Conroe, so I definitely have passed it up before. Yeah.
It's a fun venue. I encourage people to come check it out. It's really neat.
Well, I don't want it to stay Conroe's best kept secret. I'd like it to be Conroe's exposed secret. You know, we don't want to go a long time. You got to check it out, folks. Go out at 711 Madeley Street. You can come check out Lucy Blues here in Conroe. And you guys got a website coming up now. I know it's just opening up.
Yep.
You know,
LucyBlues.com.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, easy peasy.
This is so hard. You know, no, that's great.
There's going to be a quiz at the end of this radio show. Hopefully you can pass.
Oh, you had to write your names down twice.
Okay,
so
thanks.
This is tough, man. You know, and Debbie, well, one thing, you know, it wasn't tough getting, you know, your name, of course. Debbie Glenn Insurance, and I've worked with you. You even insured my car when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, and Debbie Glenn's Red Brick Tavern. Yes. I mean, I know that's not in the actual name.
It's implied.
I love it.
It's like, I know the owner. Everybody knows the owner. He used to be on the door at Banana Bay out there where Lake Conroe.
Really?
Yeah.
It's nice to know.
It said, I know the owner. It's not going to get you anywhere here.
That's funny.
It's like everybody knows the owner. I was on the door and it was the whole door. Yeah. Yeah. Along with a whole bunch of other graffiti. Banana Bay. Remember Banana Bay?
Anybody I remember that.
Banana Bay?
I'm not from Conroe.
It was Banana Bay. Then it was like Mustards. Yep. And then it was Shenanigans. Or it was another name. There was another place after Mustards. And then it was the Lake Conroe Ice House, I think it's called.
It's not Lake Conroe Ice House.
Conroe Lake House?
Conroe Lake House.
Conroe Lake House. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and it's right over there by the park. But anyway, it seems to have found some footing, and it got a little remodel.
He's yes, just getting confused between this and the crawfish section. Yeah. I know he's thinking crawfish.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm thinking crawfish.
Yeah, no, I am thinking about the crawfish, and that guy's coming up. But, you know, I just think about icons here in town and staples and things that and watching them, you know, evolve, you know, and some say turn. But, you know, Charles, again, like you said, the one of the founders of the Catfish yeah. Festival, and you know, I gotta say, I've seen the Catfish Festival do some amazing things.
They've done some crazy cool things. I love the Catfish Festival.
Yeah, growing
but so
up,
is Red Brick. I mean, yeah. I put you in my little things to do in Conroe list for all
I
of my
love
guests.
That. Thank you. Yeah. You know, cool. We saw Parker McCollum on that stage when mm-hmm. he was like 13 or 14 years old.
That's great, right?
It's crazy, yeah. And Peyton Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen Leroy Parnell. A lot of great music. We just love lifting up our musicians. And absolutely. Lucy Blues does the same, but in a blues Southern rock fashion.
Yeah, yes. And the calendar, y'all, have y'all been updating it on that site
oh,
already?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Already
oh,
there?
Yes.
We're all there. We can go and see what's coming
yep.
up.
Yep, and you can also see it on Facebook or Instagram as well.
So tell me, let's shorten it up. What's the highlight reel? What do you got coming up already? What's on the burner for Lucy Blues?
June 7th, we got Shovelhead Runway coming.
You have to hear her voice.
Okay.
That whole
it's
band.
It's like Etta James reincarnated.
That whole band is amazing, yeah.
We're doing Etta Sunday James. Funday every Sunday. Okay, well, yes, going back to Etta James.
Yeah, I love me some Etta James. You can feel that.
Yeah, she came in and stood in with Joe Blues. Joe Blues is our house band every Friday night.
Okay.
And she came in and stood in with Joe Blues. And I'm going to tell you what. I mean, if you weren't moved, you didn't have a heartbeat.
There
it
you
was
go.
Incredible.
Come on.
So what time does music start?
Around 7:30, 8 o'clock every Friday, Saturday night.
You guys have food?
We have food coming. Yeah, we have food coming. But what we do right now is we have a DoorDash volunteer. His name is Darren.
Or Captain, as he likes to be called.
He likes to be called Captain. Oh. We like to call him Duber. It's like Darren Uber.
Very cute.
Yeah. Uber, love it.
But if you call into the Red Brick Tavern and pay for your meal, then he goes and picks it up. And since we're only a quarter of a mile away, it's like having the best yeah. of both worlds.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's very popular.
I love the idea. I've known that that place has always been kind of edgy when it comes to new music and welcoming to some new bands mm-hmm. and some startup bands. I've seen youth groups and, you know, young, but they're good, right? Not just any youth, not the garage kids. But the ones that have been practicing the garage for 5 years already, and they're already 13, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
they're up here on that echelon, not the eights.
We have School of Rock coming, and they packed the house.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm
going to
tell you,
about.
I didn't know that much talent was even available in a little body that tall.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
oh
crazy.
My gosh.
It's crazy.
Really cool. I mean, Cameron Concepcion, mm-hmm. he helps teach that, and he went on American Idol.
Oh,
he
and he just
American
played
Idol.
At Red Brick
yeah.
Tavern
yeah,
this
see?
Last weekend, and he sold out.
He's so great.
He's so amazing.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
He's fabulous. Guy's got perfect pitch. He's going places. We take advantage of him while we can. And we can say that openly because
so
we
yeah.
know that's what we're doing, and we know that
you,
young
Cameron.
Man's gonna yes. got a better. He's better. He's vocally designed for better things, you know. And if they don't notice him, well, that's their bad. We get to enjoy him while we can, and we're gonna do it. And this town has a real good ear for music, and a lot of great artists have come out of this area, mm-hmm. and it's partially because of places like Lucy Blues and Red Brick Tavern that
yeah.
bring those musics and music talents to the forefront and let us hear it. You know, we don't know. I mean, you could be singing under a rock. I mean, damn, come sing.
Well,
for
we
us.
Love to educate people. One of the things that I'm very proud of that I'm doing with my sister Lisa is we're bringing people that play the Big Easy
oh, yeah.
down in Houston.
Yeah.
And that's an hour away.
Yeah.
So a lot of people can't make it down there. We have John Del Toro Richardson coming.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yes. Charles Tolles is going to have his birthday at Lucy Blues. Imagine that. On June 14th, we have Melon Jelly coming on July 26th.
Oh,
and here's what my favorite thing about that day is I met a little girl down in Houston, thanks to Lisa, my sister. She said, hey, you've got to come down to this barbecue and
Blues
and brews.
Yeah. Blues, brews, and barbecue.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And her name is Allie Ray. She's 14 years old. And let me tell you something.
Out.
You better go check her out and you better follow her because she's going to be a somebody. She's
Allie
already
Ray.
A somebody.
Allie Ray, yeah. She's
Allie
actually
Ray.
Going to Europe to tour.
Very cool.
Yes.
Next
I
month.
I feel like
yeah.
now that Sambuca's closed, you know, and Big Easy's way far away, there's really no place for blues around.
Yeah. Well, we've got it.
Eric
yeah.
Bremer's
no,
coming.
Have you heard of the Mighty Orc?
Yes, I talked to him when I was down at the Easy, Big Easy.
I want to see him again. Him. Yeah, he's so much fun. He's such a great
Diana Greenleaf. Miss Molly. I would love to find Miss Molly. I'm looking for her right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and a lot of those other artists from back in the day, I'd love to see them. They just fall right in the genre, you know, right in that niche. And, you know, I love some good blues. I love that relaxing sound. I love that chill. But I also like the... you know, I want to bring it. I want to move a little bit. Can you dance in there at all?
No, you're not allowed to dance.
What the heck is going
I mean, anyone else can, but not you. Yeah. I just saw what you did. It was very scary.
Absolutely not.
I'm getting my Les Grossman up in there, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm tuned up about the whole thing. I really love the idea of getting to move a bit. You know, I can't sit in a chair all that whole time. It just doesn't. I can't do that.
I don't know that you can dance that time either, though.
Can you sing, though? We offer karaoke on Thursdays for adults in the community.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Absolutely not.
You can dance to that. We won't tell anyone.
Yeah, I get to pick the song list, and I don't think anybody's going to stick around because it's so slow. It's like
it's okay. It's under 5 minutes, probably. We can
we can handle it. I sang for you once. You know,
I don't remember that.
Last year on your birthday.
I tried to block that out of my...
Last year on your birthday, we sang. We both sang the same song together. Do you remember what song it was?
I do not.
Islands in the Stream?
No. Stop it. You're supposed to be on my side.
It's happy birthday.
So Thursday's karaoke?
Yep, Thursday night karaoke every Thursday, 7:30.
Nice.
It's a fun time.
And Allie is hosting our karaoke. She is absolutely fantastic.
She's a phenomenal KJ, yes.
And she is also a very good singer.
Starts at 7:30 too?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so really quick, there was a band, the Moonlighters, right, from Austin?
South Austin Moonlighters. I love them.
Yeah. Getting them back to town.
Well, we're trying. You know, they tour they play in Houston, and they play all over. So
it was
a
private venue, and nobody really got to see that but us and that little group. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is nice.
South Austin Moonlighters are amazing. You came out to their house concert where Southern Disposition opened. That was fun.
Yeah. I'd love to see them again and get to... You know, another setting, maybe at Lucy Blues. I don't know. Throwing it out there. And the Mighty Orc, I think it's a good catch as well. Follows in tune, regular at the Big Easy. He'd be a great addition to the House.
I think so too.
And a good friend and does remarkable stuff. We look forward to catching up with you as time goes by. You have some guests you would like to welcome to the show. Please invite them out. We'll put them on. We'll tell them, you know, tout their next appearance at your place, and we can share that with the audience so they can catch that blues.
I love that. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, ladies, thank you for coming. You can call the Lucy Blues here in Conroe at 936-539-1500. You can see them at lucyblues.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And you can come out to the show tonight. It's Friday. So it's Joe Blues every Friday.
Wow. 8 o'clock.
Yep. 8 o'clock. Yep.
Fantastically. Thank you for coming on the show. We'll be right back after this with more of the Texas Ticket.
Bye. Lone Star Radio.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and IRLoneStar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket Show, Armando. Sherry Potts, I'm so glad you're here today. Are you a huge crawfish fan?
Yes and no.
Tell me about that.
Well, I love the way it tastes, but I'm not a fan of peeling it for such a little amount of meat.
I'm the same way with catfish, but I love to eat fried catfish. Yeah. I just hate to touch it. I even love to catch it.
Yeah.
But it's that whole
thing. I mean, I don't like getting my hands dirty to eat a little bitty, tiny little bit. So
I'll do work. I'm like the terror of the rice paddy. You know, they run when I come. They're like, it's him. They all like get to the other end of the cooler, you know.
I mean, I used to work at the pit room and they do crawfish and it's really good. But as a bartender, I would put, you know, you get Bloody Marys. I would put crawfish sauce that we use because ours was saucy. So I would put the sauce on the Bloody Mary and it would just be perfect.
I walk towards that cooler and the whole thing gets purged instantly.
Yeah.
It's like, the crawfish are ready. Got too close to the cooler again. But and we're talking about that because the Crawfish Critic Cook-Off is happening this weekend, May 16th and 17th. Tonight is the
comedy show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know, Wade Fish is fishing here local. All are Cajun, and you know, to some effect. And you know, as of my trips through Louisiana and our friends from the Gulf here on the Gulf Coast, you know, there's Zydeco, there's Cajun, there's Kunas, there's a lot of varieties. You know, and one, you know, you got to make sure you got your Cajun right. You know, your a Shafalaya right. You know?
Oh yeah.
You know, otherwise it just make gumbo out of the whole thing.
I mean, I'd like that too.
Mm. You know why the blue heron is the state bird of Louisiana?
Why?
Because it's the only thing they won't eat. It works. You know, it works.
I mean.
So talking about things that work, and when it comes to Cajun food, I'm just telling you that there is so much good that comes out of the bayou, from crab to alligator to, you know, rabbit, frog. I mean, everything that you can find on the buffet in Louisiana. I'll tell you, they've got a way to make it great.
Yeah.
And just like we took some of the worst cuts of beef and made them amazing. I mean, you know, beef brisket was usually tossed in the past.
Well, that's what's so cool about this contest is people come from all over, right? Not just Conroe.
I know. And I was recently informed, and we haven't mentioned it before, that not only are we tasting all-you-can-eat crawfish during this event, there's a gumbo and an Shafalaya contest going on simultaneously.
Yeah.
And
that sounds delicious.
Well, I was thinking I'd get all of it in, taste everybody's everything, ride the bull, get a full reset.
Ride the bull?
Yeah, there's a mechanical bull in this place. You know, I'll go ride that bull and, you know, and
shake it all up.
Bam! Full reset, you know, and then come right back in. So, you know, I'm working my rounds. I want to be there for the long haul, four quarters of crawfish, you know, and just get my game right, you know, get my mind right on how to. You know, how do you maneuver so you can actually taste everything? Is it possible?
I feel like after so many, your mouth's probably on fire. Do you really taste after that?
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. You know,
I would want to be one of the first people that's, you know, you're tasting.
I think maybe a carbonated refresher to kind of clear the palate from taste to taste. Every single taste, you should just get a little sip, clear the palate.
Is it like wine tasting where you spit it out and...
Optionally spit it out, but don't do it in front of the chef. You might get, you know, a little occasion, you know, courtesy for spitting my crawfish out.
So how do they get tickets to the crawfish?
Well, you can go to the Crawfish Critic Cook-Off's website, and that's thecrawfishcritic.com. You can go to the website there. And tonight, it's going to be Friday night, kicks off the event from 5 to 10. And anyone with a Saturday event ticket is welcome to come to the event. And there will be Wade Fishes, who I'm under the impression the guy's a local boy, you know, right here in town. And, you know, he's fishing here locally. He's catching local fish, and he's cooking them and putting them on the table with sensible, everyday kind of meals in a true Cajun way, I believe. You know, maybe that's just Texan talking that, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not up in the swamp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I spent some time out there now. But
I lived in Louisiana quite a bit.
I think we know good Cajun food.
Oh, for sure.
Somewhat. You know, and to an effect.
When I say seasoning, I mean Cajun seasoning.
Come on.
I don't know that there's any other way.
Come on. and I think we're going to see Wade Fishes are out there showing us some of the ropes. He's going to be with Steel Cracker, and it's a comedy show. And some of the things they think is funny, I don't know. Some seems so crazy it becomes funny to me, and some I just don't get, but I'm just wrapped up in how the energy of it all, you know. And I don't know, I don't even understand that word. You know, is that a word? You know, there's, because they're using that little French dialect.
Oh, yeah. Their jargon, yeah.
I'm like, what did he say?
You
know, and I'm laughing anyway, because at the end, I honestly couldn't control the laugh. So, I'm not even sure how it got there.
When I lived in New Orleans when I was younger in elementary school, the very first 30 minutes of class, you had to take French. So the first 30 minutes, you learned French. And then, because, you know, Louisiana is French.
Yeah.
So that's where some of that Cajun comes from.
Yeah, and I was watching a show where the French guys were listening to Cajun French.
And they're like, what?
And they're like, what? What's he saying? You know, but that's how things evolve. That's how they become. And, you know, our brothers over here in the Gulf Coast and, you know, the Texas Louisiana Purchase.
Oh yeah,
that whole thing. Yeah. You know, we came in a package.
Absolutely.
It's
I feel
crazy,
like we're
right?
An extension of Louisiana, not Mexico.
We were a package deal. Yeah, and so technically, you know, I wonder if You know, we were listening about how, you know, you go to some place and, you know, you start getting all into it. Like you start, go to a Mexican restaurant and you start speaking in Spanish that when you don't really know it very well, you know, I'll take some, you know, por favor, you know, or I'll take another margarita, pour some more, you know, I don't know.
Uno more cerveza,
uno more, por favor. yeah. But I mean, nobody does this. Imagine you're at the Cracker Barrel and somebody comes up, howdy, partner, you know.
I mean.
You know? Yeah, no. That's
you just threw out that apachalaya.
Achafalaya. I don't know. There's a lot of cool words, a lot of cool jargon, but most
I'm like, spell it.
You peel it. Wow. Well, that's super hard.
Yeah.
Can you spell that?
No. But I'll tell you, there's so much great food that is unique to Louisiana and that culture that it's golden. It brings on a lot of really neat stuff and brings back some that same Cajun touch to French dishes.
Yeah, and we're just lucky to have it here in Conroe.
Absolutely. And you know, there's things that I look forward to, like you go down to Baton Rouge, you go right down in there on the LSU campus, and there's weird little tiny shops, and they're student-driven, and they're exclusively student-driven. But there's this little crepe shop.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love man. Crepes.
Yeah, they'll do crepes right there.
I mean, the beignets, come on.
Right there on the spot. And it's like, wow, this is amazing. They'll savory, sweet, anything you want to put in that sucker. It's just so cool. Just the different ways they bring those things like to the front. I mean, you think they invented beignets. You know, you think they invented the crepe. You know, when you go there, it's like, man, this is, you know, unbelievable. You know, some of the fare and the things you can get all over. There's a place in New Orleans called the Cracked Lobster. And it is this huge giant thing, a steamed whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And the big steel bowl comes out to your table, and it's got cherry clams, crawfish, sausage, shrimp, snow crab, king crab, you know, all in this one massive bowl. It is ridiculous. And you know, the Poncha Train there in Louisiana is a tax-free zone, and you can shop for free. But you can get your flavor. You can get your flavor of Cajun, true Cajun, real Cajun. By people with their hands in it.
Yeah.
All up in it. They wash their hands. But, you know.
And they probably were.
I wash my hands. Yeah. Most of the time. And, you know, you can watch Wade Fishers and some of these guys that cook live. They're always wearing gloves. They're always doing the right thing. And they make great.
No, but I judge people. I mean, I'm not judging the crawfish critic. But if you're eating your crawfish with gloves on, you're not a true crawfish eater.
No.
You got to get it under the nails and. Taste it for later.
And there'll be plenty of opportunity because this is an all-you-can-eat event, meaning you can go, I mean, and, you know, there's the human capacity for, you know, consumption where we have limits, you know, despite the fact that we believe I want to eat everything there.
Yes. And if you get too full to drive home, you're more than welcome to come stay at the Hyatt with their crawfish critic rate.
And you got a discount rate to stay at the Hyatt. Don't try to drive home. Have a good time. Yeah. Enjoy yourself. Plan ahead and make those arrangements. And as the crawfish critic's already done for you, those things are set up here at the Hyatt. A beautiful place. A brand new facility. It is easy to get to, one block or two from down the freeway there. Short trip. But 16th, 17th. So the 17th, they'll kick off at 11 o'clock. You can get in the gate. I think it runs from about, let's see, the...
6 to 11 p.m., I think. Is the after party.
That's the after party. So the gates open at 11. And so from 12 to 5:30 p.m., 6-ish, is the competition. The crawfish teams will gather. They'll serve their best. And they're promising a culinary showdown like no other. So we're expecting that. And then they'll finalize with the 6 o'clock to 11 p.m., the after party. And that's going to have some live music, some other things, and a lot of the celebrities that were there you can mix and meet and mingle with, and some of the vendors and people that support that event, including Barsh Auto, Moffitt Trailers, I believe, Moffitt Building Projects, a few others. There's several in there to support and look after, and those that help the crawfish critic bring the show to us.
And it is while supplies last, so get there early.
Yeah, and I'm gonna beat you to the gate, so we'll don't want to come after me in that line, I'll tell you that. We're gonna hurt it. But I will see everybody at the Friday tonight at the comedy show. We're all excited about going there. I know the guys are just called us. Christian Waldo, the crawfish critic, just reached out, and he's excited to kick it off. He says they're all ready to go, and everything looks good. So we're excited about a great show, and we look forward to the event over at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds all weekend tonight and Saturday night. You can and Saturday day starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow. You can come out and enjoy the festivities.
Yep.
Well, we'll be back with the Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show right after this. Be right back.
every Friday. Tune into Texas Ticket on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM with Armando Nino of Go Lake Conroe, focusing on Montgomery County area events and places. Get a feel of the Texas spirit at the event, paired with guest and vendor interviews, event coverage, and ticket giveaways, and so much more. Join us Fridays and punch your Texas ticket. For more information on the show, visit irlonestar.com/Texas Ticket.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. This is the Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show.
Yes.
And me and Sheree Potts are going to kind of go over some...
I know, it's been so long.
Yeah.
I forget how to do it.
Punch Your Texas Ticket events. You know, just stuff going on in the community. And, you know, we got to hear from Lucy Blues. And, of course, all weekend long, you'll have the Crawfish Critic Cook-Off.
Yeah.
And that's at the fairgrounds here at the Lone Star Fairgrounds, Montgomery County Fairgrounds, by the airport, Airport Road.
And if you need a place to stay, the Hyatt has a discounted rate for you.
Just mentioned
Crawfish? No, well, there will be a link at the bottom of this show, but also, yeah, you can mention Crawfish Critic and then...
Awesome. And you can go to thecrawfishcritic.com to get tickets still. They're still available. Come join us for the event all weekend. It starts tonight's the comedy show. Tomorrow is the actual competition. And we kind of wanted to talk about one of the things I wanted to mention. It was that, you know, anytime you go into a new place, a new town, do new things, you need a scout.
Yeah.
You know, historically.
Yeah.
You know, and historically, you know, in the United States, and we talk about Memorial Day coming up, one of the first Army scouts was, his name was Bloody Knife.
I mean, it's always good to have a Bloody Knife.
Bloody Knife. I mean, like, you know, this guy, top of the list, everybody recommends Bloody Knife. You should take Bloody Knife.
I mean, what a name.
But, you know, who knows best? You know, the guy that used to be a Sioux.
Indian. No, I don't think he... Well,
yeah, he was a Sioux, and he served in the U.S. Army under, I believe it was General Custer.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to flip to my notes to make sure I don't throw that one
the
too far off.
The most famous Native American scout to serve in the U.S. Army.
That's right. And he served Sam Houston during the... he served... in the Cavalry Regiment, the 7th U.S. Cavalry Regiment under Colonel George Armstrong Custer.
Yep.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who would think? And then, you know, Sam Houston, our beloved Sam Houston, he was working with Orestes Deaf Smith.
Was he deaf?
He was deaf.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Hearing impaired. He was the scout for Sam Houston during the whole...
Well, that's crazy. I had to have a deaf scout. Like, what if somebody... creeps up behind you.
But do you think he was best recommended? He was said, hey, this guy, he, you know, and he's like, well, he's deaf, you know. No. So, you know, having these bias and these kind of things like Bloody Knife, the name, or, you know, the deaf man, these were the people that knew best. Though.
Absolutely.
And we had to have that. We wanted our mission to be a success. And everywhere, even Lewis and Clark with Sacagawea. Did you know Sacagawea was 13 years old when she got married?
I mean, that's how it was back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was leading Lewis and Clark around at about 14 or 15.
Yeah.
So when you talk about moving into new territory, one of the good things in having a scout is something like bringing Go Lake Conroe to the play to introduce you. Well, I mean, having someone that's local, Go Lake Conroe, myself and our company really take a focus on trying to bring companies into that guidance of introducing them into the community and having them intermesh. Using pulpits like here at Lone Star Community Radio and our nonprofit posture to help bring people to the community. And the same mantra follows suit. That's why we thought this was a good fit for us here at Go Lake Conroe.
Is your daughter 14?
She is. Yeah.
Can she guide us around?
Absolutely not. You know, but you know, I don't think
Isn't
so.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I don't think so. But you know, I bet if you told her to guide you around the elementary school at Montgomery Junior High, she'd be the greatest guide you could get. You know, but if you're new to the area, it's always good to get a guide. I mean, these things are helpful. And just a little Texas, remembrance Sam Houston
Day.
And Orestes Deaf Smith, and that's in quotations. That was what they called him. And part of a lot of big battles that made Texas the state it is today. So find a scout, do the things that way. Of course, we got Memorial Day, May 26th, to remember all those who we've lost in the armed forces, all branches, and all of those things. And tip your hat for that. May 18th, I think that's Monday's Armed Forces Day.
I'm not really sure.
I think that's Sunday or Monday. Armed Forces Day. What do you got going on over at the Hyatt? That was my history flashback.
Yeah. We just had Mother's Day brunch, so that went well.
Yeah. Great.
But we're probably next event that we host is probably not until Thanksgiving. So. Okay.
And then we got concert and the free concert in the park going on at Heritage Park at 500 Metcalf Street in downtown Conroe. And that one we just had, I think it was TNT or no, it was the, anyway, a free concert last Thursday. It's every Thursday of the month, one first Thursday of the month. And June 9th is Mr. Wonderful, who
nice.
Is, it's 80s, 90s, but it is more mostly Elton John. And then the next one is the Texas Eagles Band, which is the Eagles Tribute Band.
Very cool.
And that'll be July 10th. Pine Market has a free summer concert series going on as well. It's on the thoroughfare going out in Magnolia, McCaleb Road. That is at 885 Pine Market Avenue, and they do a concert series from 7 to 9 through the eras. And they'll be doing the this weekend. CC Rider is going to take the stage and playing some Motown.
Nice.
They're at the Pine Market Center there for May 16th. Circus Soleil, you can go to catch that. Actually, the Frost Bank Center in San Antonio, Texas, the OVO show. And that's one that's worth driving out. And, you know, not a traditional Texas event, but Cirque du Soleil is an event worth traveling here to a local Texas town like San Antonio. I think it's a 3 or 3.5, 4-hour trip.
3 hours.
Yeah, get out there and enjoy that. That's worth the trip. Aaron Tipton, June 7th, and he'll be at the Coyote Country Store. And, and that's in Gale, Texas. You can go out and catch him. And, you know, there won't be a Triple Crown winner this year.
Oh.
Although the the winner of the first race, Preakness, right?
Preakness.
Yeah, the Preakness.
Whatever it's called.
And it was the jockey Junior Alvarado. He struck sovereignty so many times that he was fined $64,000 by the association.
You know, I did not bet on sovereignty.
Sovereignty pulls it out, but he gets a brief suspension and he gets a fine. But was able, they were going to permit it for him to come into the next, which I believe is the Belmont. The next is the Preakness, and the third is Belmont Stakes. So the Kentucky Derby was the first at Churchill Downs there. So, and that's the one, a sovereignty one. So coming back will be the trainer Bill Mott just pulled the plug on the whole thing and said, no, sovereignty's not running. So there will be, again, no Triple Crown winner. So what, you know, the odds of, when we talk about Triple Crown winners, it's always like, you know, I love the equestrian. I know a lot of Texans love horses and what they're doing here around the state and around the world and where the best horses come from. Well, I'll tell you, Triple Crown winners are very rare. And this just leans into how the nuances and little details can make such a big difference on how rare this outcome is to actually get a Triple Crown winner, the fastest horse. So you can catch the Preakness Stakes on May 17th this weekend on Saturday. You can catch the Belmont Stakes on June 7th, and we'll get a double crown winner, maybe? A side of crown? The 8 National Talent Competition is happening at the Lone Star Convention Center. We saw those folks come in here. They'll be going on for the 16th to the 18th, right next door at the Lone Star Convention Center. And, of course, the Crawfish Critic over on the other side, over there at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
They'll go there all weekend as well. Saturday is their big day. They're going to be putting on the cooking competition. We'll see what those winners are and what Christian Waldo has to say about that whole event afterwards. We've got the Classic Truck Throwdown going on June 7th and 8th. Also, the Lone Star Convention and Conference Center.
So you think that's going to be as big as it was last year?
What, the car show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell. I see the Lone Star Throwdown and the Lone Star Truck Throwdown, and, you know, I a little title change. I'm not sure if it's the same organization.
I don't know. I
need to do a little bit more homework, and we got till June, so I was going to put my cap on about that. We got the American Medieval Federation coming to town here.
I remember that.
Yeah, they're already back around again. How quick the clock turns, right? And they come back around. A whole host of events going on for that.
I think that was the last show I did with you.
It was intense. The event was intense.
Did you go?
Man, there was a man that was almost three times my size. I mean, I'm looking up at this. I'm about 6 foot tall. I mean, this guy, you know, hey, how's it going? And he's as wide as two or three of me. He could have eaten me. I mean, it just, he's a big, giant man, and he played for one of these teams. I'm like, this is the last guy. This is the guy that would come after me. Whatever. Like, oh, I'll do it. That sounds like fun. Like, holy cow. No, it's not fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. All that sounds tough to me. But So those are just some of the things to look for the weekend. We'll be back next week on the Texas Ticket with a little bit more about what's going on here and around the area for the few the weeks upcoming. But we'd like to thank you for watching the show. We'd like to give a special shout out to the folks over at the Honor Cafe here in Conroe, Texas. We also like to give a shout out to Hunger Crush Cafe out on Lake Conroe, supporting our veterans all over the area. We're thankful and grateful for your work. We appreciate what you do. Folks, we'll be back next week here on the Texas Ticket for more of the Texas Ticket Show.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.